billfold.
What does he carry, the nickels and dimes and pennies?
A little pocketbook.
If my pockets are very, very full like this, say the pockets are what? What do the pockets do when they have a lot of things in them like this?
They tear out. Hole, because they rub a hole in them.
So what do you call this? Sticking out like that.
Back down.
Uh-huh. Bulging?
Bulging or bagged. Uh-huh. You, the word was bagged.
Bulging?
Yeah.
Bulging? A woman might wear a piece of something around her wrist here just for decoration.
Wristlet.
Pardon?
Wristlet.
Wristlet. Bracelet?
Bracelet and wristlet. The old days is wristlet.
I see.
Now they call it a bracelet.
Same thing.
Yes, same thing. Bedspread.
Uh-huh. You have any other term for that in the old days?
Counterpent.
And what do you call the thing that's under it here?
Bolster.
Uh-huh. How about this one?
Quilt.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between the bolster and the quilt?
Well, a bolster has got a slip on the inside of it, and it's generally got feathers in it.
I see. Ever call, in the old days, did you call that quilt?
Yes.
Quilt by another name?
No. Always been called a bolster.
Comfort. Comforter?
A comforter is something you wore, the women wore around their necks.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, did you have a little mat that you could roll up for and put away and then bring it out for a bed when somebody would come? When companies come? Did you have a little mat you could roll out for a bed?
Called a trundle bed.
Uh-huh.
It went out of the big bed.
Did this roll up? Did it roll up like this?
No.
Uh-huh.
It stayed flat and went in under them.
Did you have one that you could roll up and put away?
No. Nope.
Uh-huh.
Did have one, though, that stayed flat and went under them.
You ever use the word pallet?
Pallet?
Yeah.
Yes, abuse it.
What is that?
Well, he'd be called a driver of the team.
Uh-huh.
Or a wagon, surrey, whatever it is, buggy, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Use that in place of the driver, be all the same.
Next bit.